socialism against capitalism. And it also went to the Gramsci route under Antonio Gramsci.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney for the next hour. But I wanted to comment, you know, there's a new announcement out that a one in every 88 children has autism, and certainly it was about 1 in 64 boys, now it's 1 in 55, 56 boys has autism, and they're going to have a new study to try to find out what the relation is, why autism is exploding, why they're having the problem, and it's a complex issue. All the things that they say, ladies and gentlemen, Amish and Mennonite children that don't take vaccines don't get autism. They're just not seen among them, or if it is, it's very extremely rarely. We have the CDC's own report going back to 2000 when they admitted there was a very definite relationship between vaccination and ADD, ADHD, autism complex, and neurodevelopmental abnormalities. They know, and they're lying, and they are poisoning the children, and they know exactly what they're doing. And just as they're destroying our monetary system, so they're poisoning the children. And, they love to do these programs on children, and that little children need help. They know what they're doing to the children. And suddenly, one in every, nine children has asthma today. One in nine children, you don't see it, or almost never see it, very rarely see it in children that don't take the vaccinations, the Amish and the Mennonite. Certainly one in 11 or 12 children has severe allergies of one sort or another. You seldom, if ever, see this in the Amish or the Mennonite children. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. But you see, they lie to the doctors. The doctors find it so difficult to believe that anybody would intentionally hurt children. And yet there really are evil people. I'm working at the highest levels of the CDC who know exactly what they're doing. I went back there and visited the CDC when I was involved in the AIDS battle. And I had people sit across the desk from me, look me directly in the eye, and lie to me. Jim Curran, who was in charge at the time, he was in charge of the division that dealt with HIV disease, and he says, sure, I know what to do, Stan, I know what to do, but I'm caught between Henry Waxman, Congressman Waxman on one side, and Congressman Dannemeyer and Lorraine Day on the other side. What should I do? And I said, you ought to quit. And so we did quit. And he became a dean of a School of Public Health. But he was barred from doing what needed to be done, and he knew it. But most of the people I had, other public health officers, come to me and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we don't dare speak out, but you keep up the good work. But they're poisoning our children today, and you need
physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Thing in the Constitution that gives the federal government any right to intervene in health care, to require anyone to get health care insurance, to direct the course of health care for people, to provide health care for people over 65. It's all in violation of the Constitution. But the Obamacare is certainly the most grievous example we've had of this. The case was heard before the Supreme Court this week. It really looked at least five, it appeared five of the justices are going to find Obamacare to be unconstitutional, and this would be one of the greatest triumphs for those of us who support the Constitution, second only to the election of Ron Paul to the presidency, who right ahead goes Pastor Whitney. Pastor Whitney, we seem to have lost Pastor Whitney again, so... Basically, we'll certainly open up the lines at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. I'm going to ask our producer to try to get Pastor Whitney back on the line again. I don't know whether being sabotaged or whether it's his cell phone or what it is. But anyway, Chris, if Herman would try to get Pastor Whitney on again, we would like really to get into the background of why the Obamacare is unconstitutional. And if you have any thoughts on it, don't hesitate to give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And since we're having difficulty maintaining Pastor Whitney on the line, and Herman, if you're there, please try to call David Whitney again. We need to have him on. But if you're out the listening audience, would like to know what you think about Obamacare and this idea that it's unconstitutional now. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be terribly expensive. The Obama administration swears that it's not going to be expensive. We can afford it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lyndon Johnson promised the American people that Medicare would cost the public $9 billion a year, and now this was passed in 1965, and by the year 2001, it was by the year 1990, it was supposed to cost $9 billion a year. Well, it ended up costing $90 billion a year in 1990. Today, it costs about $700 to $750 billion a year, and that's over and above what we pay in for our Medicare insurance. And basically, this is simply bleeding America. We now have another 79 million Americans who are going to retire in the next 19 years, and they're all going to be certainly eligible for this very, very costly program we call Medicare. And now Obamacare upon that would simply destroy the financial stability of our nation. Today, out of every dollar that the government puts out for Medicare, 43 cents out of that dollar has to be borrowed. Let me repeat that. For every dollar that the government pays in Medicare payments today, they have to borrow 43 cents of that. Same thing is true with Social Security. Same thing is true for the military. We are spending ourselves into oblivion. And do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy it economically and then to destroy the value of its currency? And is that exactly what Barack Hussein Obama, or some people refer to him as Comrade Obama, is trying to do? And there's certainly every indication there is. But remember, Obama is simply a figurehead for the elite that runs our nation, who put him in power, who are keeping him in power, and want to destroy the economic base of our nation because their loyalty is not to the United States, but this globalist dream. Well, Herman, if you're there, please try to get Pastor David Whitney onto the program for us. And then if you're out there in the listening audience, why, please give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because Pastor Whitney keeps dropping off the line. And I think this whole issue of Obamacare gets down to the very issue of certainly what's happening to our nation. We have, unfortunately, people in Washington, D.C., who hate America, who are using all of these socialist programs to destroy the financial stability of our nation, to actually impose, certainly, the death panels on the elderly, because there are too many elderly, and they really want to kill them off. This is not imaginary. There really are people who believe in population control, and they're destroying the very fabric of our nation. Pastor Whitney, let's try one more time and see if we can get a pastor. What's happening to your phone?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm in a bad zone, I guess, in terms of actually getting through, but we'll see how this works.
All right, go right ahead. Well, what is, get your thoughts on Obamacare, the constitutionality of it. Are you driving at the present time?
No, but I'm just not in a real good zone.
You go right ahead. Let's hope
Yeah, thank you for your patience. But, you know, the measure by which we determine anything, any activity of the federal government, if it is constitutional or unconstitutional, is Article 1, Section 8. There are 18, or, you know, some would debate and say, well, really just 17. But there's a limited list of things that our federal government is permitted to do. These are the only powers listed in Article 1, Section 8 that our federal government has, that it can actively do.
And I think it's so important that people read the 9th and 10th Amendments of the Constitution, because the so-called Bill of Rights, those basically state that if it's simply this is power is not specifically given to the Congress or reserved to it by the Constitution, those powers would be reserved to the states and to the people. In other words, the Congress could not do things it wasn't supposed to. Our founding fathers knew a time like this would come, when there would be tyrants, people who wanted to destroy our nation, who would try to expand the power of government in the name of helping the people. There's nothing new about this. These are all communist ideas. Go back to the French Revolution. They go back to the time of Plato. They go back to the writings of Aristotle. This is not the first time there have been tyrants who wanted to rule the people. We had hoped it would not happen here. But it is happening. Go right ahead, David.
Well, and our founders knew that, you know, some people would say, well, the executive branch can do certain things, and you're just talking about Article 1, and Article 1 deals, obviously, with the legislative branch, the House and the Senate. But the structure of our government is that only the House and the Senate together can make legislation. The executive branch does not make any legislation, and that is constitutionally. Of course, we know it does all the time attempt to do such things with executive orders and so forth, but those are out of bounds, really. They're outside the Constitution. The executive branch can only enforce laws that have been legitimately passed, that is, laws that are constitutional on the part of the House and the Senate. So if the law is passed by the House and the Senate and the executive branch looks at it and says, well, that's not constitutional, then the executive branch is not obligated to abide by it or enforce it. And likewise, the judicial branch, way out of line today and legislating from the bench, it has no power to do so according to our Constitution. In fact, its only task is to see when the Constitution is violated, to deal with that case. When the Constitution is violated with those two individuals that are brought before it in that particular court case. It doesn't get to set the rules in terms of interpreting the Constitution, as we've been misled to believe in our day that the final arbiter of what the Constitution means is the Supreme Court. That is not anywhere said in our founding document, the U.S. Constitution, and obviously even the one case early on, Marbury v. Madison, which talks about judicial review, did not say that the Supreme Court has the same judicial review answer. That is, if the Supreme Court says something, but the executive branch or the legislative branch say, well, no, that's not a proper interpretation of the Constitution. Well, it's not. You see, the three branches were to be in competition with each other, not subservient to the judicial branch by any means. That was never the design of our founders. So it's very interesting to watch what's taking place here, because everybody said, well, you know, the Congress put some ink on paper here, and they have their idea about what Obamacare means, and obviously the executive branch signed off, and we often say, well, the executive branch signed it into law. But we know in our day that, well, it's not really law until the Supreme Court weighs in on it and says whether it's constitutional or not. So the way it's currently being played out is the Supreme Court is the final arbiter as to what the Constitution means, which is why there's such interest today to hear what they're saying about this, or even the questions they're asking about Obamacare. And I imagine their ruling, no matter what side they come down on it, their ruling is going to tend to increase the power of the Supreme Court, because that's in their self-interest. And selfish human beings, given a fallen, sinful human nature as we all have, they're going to tend to expand the power that they are already granted to be greater. So I would imagine, although I can't be, perfectly prophetic in this, but I would imagine that they're going to give some ruling that will say, well, this part of the Obamacare is not constitutional, and this other part is, and pick and choose, and ultimately what they'll probably do, because I've seen this in many other kind of decisive Supreme Court cases, Heller on the Second Amendment, for example, where they leave some definition vague enough that it's going to have to come back to them for further refinement, further control of what it means. And
well, I really think in the Obamacare, the one major question is, does the federal government have the right to require people to buy health insurance? And basically, it is on that mandate that the rest of the whole system, I mean, there's something like 200, well over 1,000 pages in this legislation. So basically, of course, if it's held to that, you know, and that is the major thing, I don't think they're going to go through all the rest of it. But basically, if they strike down the mandatory purchase of health care insurance for the individual, the whole thing will go down. We'll be back in just a moment. David, you go right ahead.
Well, going back to Article 1, it starts off, Congress shall have power to, and then it goes on listing the 18 things. This is the only...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy.
After year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary,